Welcome. Today, we're talking about the latest research in prostate cancer disparities. My guest is Dr. Edward Schaefer. He is the chair of the Department of Urology at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Dr. Schaefer, speak a little bit about the prevalence of prostate cancer among African American men.
Well, prostate cancer in general is the most commonly diagnosed non-skin cancer in men, and the lifetime risk for an average person, kind of any race, would be about 1 in 7 in their lifetime chance of being diagnosed. Now, among men of African ancestry, the risk of being diagnosed with prostate cancer is higher. It's about 1.8-fold or 1.8 times higher chance of being diagnosed with prostate cancer than a Caucasian man.
Why is there such a disparity, Dr. Schaefer? What factors contribute to the higher mortality rates among this demographic environment? Is it culture? Is it biology or culture? Access to care? Speak about some of the factors that figure into this.
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think we're really at the tip of the iceberg in terms of understanding what's going on. But you touched on a lot of really important things. So I think access to healthcare is very important, and being tested, being screened in a timely fashion really, really matters. In addition, we know that prostate cancers, biologically, they are different, and in some cases can be more aggressive than prostate cancers in Caucasian men. So it's a variety of factors that, when you add them all up, really do affect the chances that an African-American man who's diagnosed with prostate cancer will perhaps have a more aggressive type. So what does it mean? What does access to care mean? Well, in the case of prostate cancer, access to care may mean that, for example, a man of African ancestry has a less ability to get into a primary care physician to talk about screening for prostate cancer, or if they're seeing a primary care physician, maybe they're not really having the active discussion with them, or maybe they have a discussion about screening and they're scared. They don't understand what it means, and it's something that they're fearful about. And so having access those are good examples of the access. Now, we know that in general, on average, men who are of African ancestry who are diagnosed with prostate cancer are diagnosed with a higher blood test value. So we screen for prostate cancer with a blood test, which is called the PSA blood test, or prostate-specific antigen blood test. And if you look and you just say, well, among all the African-American men in the U.S. who are diagnosed with prostate cancer, and all the Caucasians who are diagnosed with prostate cancer, are the screening test numbers the same? And the answer is they're not. So they're higher in African-American men. And that may, again, reflect back and suggest that, well, maybe these men are getting tested later on. Their disease has progressed more, perhaps, which could be an access issue. But we also have research that's out of my lab that suggests it's not just access, and the tumors, the cancers in African American men are actually biologically more aggressive. And so it's the short answer to the question was, yep, a lot of the factors play a role. Access plays a role, but biology also plays a role.
Then please provide a brief overview of your research for other providers around the biologic differences in prostate cancers in men of African descent. And how has this research improved the medical community's understanding of prostate cancer, Dr. Schaefer?
Yeah, it's a great question. So just to take a step back, my research focuses on lethal prostate cancer. So when we diagnose someone with prostate cancer, there are some types that are very, very aggressive. And my research focuses on understanding the biologic drivers. What is making those cancers so, so aggressive? That's the primary theme of my research. As I mentioned, and you mentioned before, African-Americans have a higher chance of being diagnosed with an aggressive lethal cancer. So the way I explain to people is, well, the basic premise of my work is really to understand the molecular biology of aggressive lethal prostate cancer, and to understand the different unique populations of men who are at risk for developing this aggressive lethal cancer. So African-American men are at higher risk for developing this aggressive lethal cancer. And so really, we're doing a deep dive into the molecular biology of what makes these aggressive tumors aggressive. And then we're also trying to separate out, well, are there differences in aggressive tumors between Caucasians and African-Americans? And there are some overlaps, but there are some unique features about cancers in African-American men that may make them more aggressive, but also potentially we think maybe more susceptible to some unique kind of emerging new therapies. So a lot of exciting work going on, and we're always interested in finding answers to these unknown questions, and that's really the main thrust of our lab.
Well, it certainly is, but are your findings different from what's currently available? Is this very new information?
Yeah, this work that I'm describing for you is just, you know, hot off the presses. And so it's been, you know, a series of studies that we've been doing over the years. But generally speaking, the unique features, the molecular biologic features that make cancers aggressive is something that's, you know, a newer observation coming out of our research program. And also, you know, what are the unique features that may make a cancer more aggressive in men of African ancestry is also very, very new. And so we hope to translate some of these findings into clinical trials that really help us understand maybe how to harness these differences between the cancers and use them to the benefit of men of African ancestry. And that's our goal for the next, you know, 5 years, which seems like forever, maybe for our listeners. But in science and research, these are short timelines. So we're developing a couple programs that we think may be very helpful for men of African ancestry, and we're paralleling that with research. So we're talking about clinical trials, ways to improve the care for these guys, and we're trying to, you know, initiate these studies, and hopefully within the next several years we'll have more answers.
Is one of your findings, or is this even involved in your research, Dr. Schaefer, at weight loss and obesity in men of African descent to help normalize their disproportionate burden of aggressive disease you've been describing?
Yeah, that's a great question. So like I said, I'm interested in the factors that, what are the molecular biologic reasons behind aggressive lethal cancers? So we've learned a couple things, and so one of them are environmental reasons why cancers could maybe become more aggressive. And so one of the things that we've learned is that, you know, the environment does matter. And when we mean environment, we mean things like, well, actually, where do you live and, you know, what's around you? And so, for example, is the actual individual a smoker? Are they surrounded by smokers? What's their diet like? Do they have a healthy diet with a lot of green vegetables and fruits, or is it an unhealthy diet with, you know, soda and chips and stuff? And that's one way to think about the environment. And the other way to think about the environment of the prostate is the actual person it resides in. And so, yes, weight and obesity are definitely factors for both African-Americans as well as Caucasians. And it's thought that, the more that an individual weighs, higher the chance that they would be potentially diagnosed with a cancer that's a little bit more aggressive. And there's a lot of complex reasons behind that, but that's certainly one factor. And then, for example, smoking is the same thing. We know that young individuals, younger men, men under 50 who are smokers, they have a higher chance of being diagnosed with more aggressive prostate cancer. So the number of individuals who are Caucasian and the number of individuals as a percentage that are African-American that smoke is about the same. And fortunately, the rates of smoking in the U.S. are really rapidly declining. So yes, there are environmental factors, factors like weight, factors like smoking, that can affect aggressive cancer. Those effects are really equal among African-American and Caucasians, as far as we know right now.
How do you feel your research impacts patients as you get into these clinical trials? And also, what do you want other providers to know? How do you feel that it might impact physicians' treatment of aggressive Gleason scores, aggressive disease, further on down the line?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a great question again. And I think that what we're really interested in is, I'm optimistic when all is said and done that my work really highlights these differences in cancers between Caucasians and African Americans, and really increases our awareness of some of the kind of subtleties of screening for prostate cancer and potentially treating prostate cancer. So that would be my ultimate goal, be to increase awareness, because I think awareness is really, really powerful. Awareness really reflects knowledge, and I think knowledge is really king. So if my work could really remind people to think about, you know, unique factors that may make an individual at increased risk for being diagnosed with aggressive cancer, maybe it's smoking, maybe it's weight, maybe it's race, and having a thoughtful discussion with them about screening, that would be fabulous. And, you know, the good news is that we think once we identify cancers in Caucasians and once we identify cancers in African Americans, that then the playing field becomes very, very level. So that, you know, we have a good idea that, you know, once a patient's initiated treatment, their outcomes can be equally good, independent of race, which is really, really good news for everyone listening. So I think that the key is to really increase awareness about screening. If we can increase awareness about screening and get everybody thinking about when is the right time for them to be tested, well, that will be quite helpful. And if we can get people into the clinics at the same time, at an early time, then I think we can improve the outcomes for all men with prostate cancer.
It's really amazing, the research that you're doing, Dr. Schaefer. Wrap it up for us. What's next when it comes to this area of study? What would you like other providers to know about your research or referring patients to you, getting involved in your clinical trials? Kind of wrap it up. Summarize it for us.
Yeah, prostate cancer is a disease that affects men, and the men it affects span 5 or 6 decades of life. So thinking about screening for prostate cancer and treating men with prostate cancer is a very personalized decision. And we take that decision very seriously at Northwestern Medicine in our urology clinics. And so I would really encourage people out there, if they have, you know, complex, difficult decisions with men about screening or treating their cancer, they should come visit us. And as part of that complex decision, I think having discussions about clinical trials that may make sense for men is really important, because I think ultimately that's going to improve the outcomes for all of our patients out there.
Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Schaefer, and sharing your research on the prostate cancer disparities with us. For more information on the latest advances in medicine, please visit nm.org. That's nm.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.